Hello and welcome to Centered, a podcast brought to you by Centerpoint. Each episode we speak to people about a different topic related to mental health in the hope that their knowledge and experience can help you. Welcome to the Zen episode. I'm Layla and I'm one of the mental health advisors at Centerpoint. I'd like to start by inviting you to be still, to sit if you can and close your eyes and tap into your imagination. It's been a long day. You're stressed, you're tired, you have a million things racing around in your brain, all those things you have to do. You step outside for some fresh air and you see a bright yellow bus. You're curious and you walk towards this bus. The doors are open and you step on. As soon as you step onto this bus, you are overcome by a feeling of peace, an overwhelming sense of tranquility. You feel at ease and you feel your worries start to melt away. Inside the bus, it's beautiful. It's not laid out like a bus. The floors are wooden, there are plants hanging, and there are cushions on the floor. The light in there is beautiful. You sit down and you take a deep breath instinctively. Everything is still. You feel calm. You feel centered. You feel like everything is going to be okay. What is this amazing place, you think to yourself? Well, you have just stepped into the Zen Den. The Zen Den is a real place. It exists. It's not just a figment of mine and yours imagination. It is an old American school bus brought over from New York to London by two friends and entrepreneurs, Corinne and Kay. Also known as the Zen Project, it is a mobile studio. They visit community spaces, workplaces, festivals and schools where they run 11-minute micro Zen sessions. Theirs is an innovative and community-led project. They hope to offer simple and accessible information on all of the routes to feeling Zen, like meditation and breathwork. Their mission is to show you how easy it can be to give yourself some Zen even when life feels so busy. They believe in creating calm amongst the chaos, and they want to show people how simple it can be to use their Zen tips and techniques to take the pressure off a little bit. Here they are now, speaking a little bit more about their beloved and inspiring project.
So Corinne and I founded the Zen Project about a year and a half ago. We decided to pool all of our experience and our everything that we'd studied over the years, meditation, breathwork, sound healing, yoga, and we wanted to package it up really and make it something that felt accessible to everybody. So we decided to create a mobile solution, which has ended up being the Zen Bus, which we actually call the Zen Den, which is a bus that drives anywhere it needs to be, bringing Zen to people who need it most. We have like a six different Zen sessions, and the sixth is what we call voice work, which is kind of working with, sometimes we work with mantra, just using the voice to kind of create feelings of calm and to reduce anxiety.
No, it all sounds amazing. I'm just really curious about your journey to learning all of those things, and kind of because you have given such a wide range of things to access there, including breath work, mantra work, voice work. And some of these things, you know, some people don't always come across or, you know, find their way to. So just wondering your own, you know, journeys to finding these things and finding them useful and helpful with your own kind of sense of well-being. How did you discover them?
For me, I found that I spent a lot of my life pursuing the things that I've been told I should would give me happiness. Mm-hmm. So we all get conditioned. We all obviously have our own unique paths and backgrounds. But for me, my understanding of kind of what happened in my earlier years is that I was conditioned from numerous different, you know, external influences, be it family, friends, or, you know, the media, to pursue certain things which would bring me happiness. Things like, you know, you go to school, you get your qualifications, you go to university, you get married, you have children, you get a good job, you're happy. That's kind of it, like your life path is laid out. And then if you start doing those things and you still feel a bit empty, or you're finding that the things that you thought you spent money on would make you happy don't make you happy, and you've got this job which on paper is a good job, but it makes you feel empty inside and stressed.
Yeah.
And for me, the result of that in my mid-30s was, I guess, I kind of had a breakdown and had to rebuild.
Completely, you know, relate to that, especially what you're talking about before, which I like to call tick box culture, where there Absolutely. Are these certain kind of goalposts that are sort of offered to us in whatever format, that these are the things that you should do and you're supposed to do. And like you said, will then bring you happiness. And I think it's a combination of that. You should be on this certain path. That in itself is a pressure. And then, like you said, if you manage to get one of those tick boxes, you often find that it's not giving you that happiness, or it feels quite empty.
Yeah, it does. And the way that we bring these techniques to people is that we kind of break them down. So they're all bite-sized chunks of usually 11 minutes, which is long enough to have an impact on the nervous system.
Have you had many people kind of be open to it that might not have been?
Absolutely, yeah.
Any kind of people just be like, wow, this yoga or this breath work has really, really impacted me.
It's not necessarily even sometimes the techniques, it's the environment as well. So some of the most powerful work we've done with homeless groups that we've worked with and had really high engagement levels, in particularly with men as well, that we wouldn't have expected would have been the areas that would have been so high. And the feedback that we've had from some of the charities that we've worked with has been that the responses they've seen in some of their clients, they've never seen in any of the other work that they've done. So we've had people be able to come out of the state that they sometimes exist in and communicate in a way they've never seen them communicating before. And sometimes those sessions are just sitting, talking, sharing experiences, and then interjecting some techniques as appropriate.
Yeah.
That's why I referred to it as well as a community space as much as anything. Because we work with such a wide range of groups, we are able and experienced now to be able to cater what we do and read the situation. So sometimes it will just be talking and sharing. Sometimes it will be a more structured session like the 11 minutes that Kay refers to.
Yeah.
It's really interesting that we learn something new every time we're out and every time we work with a different client group.
Yeah, and what's often quite interesting to see is that, you know, people who might have never tried these practices before, we kind of see them get on board. And one of the first things they'll say to us is, oh, I'm not here to stay. I've just got on the bus just to have a quick look because I'm being nosy. And then a few minutes later, they kind of get comfy and they take a seat. And then, you know, an hour might pass, 2 hours might pass, and they just don't want to get off the bus. It is sort of like a mobile community hub, you know. It's a place where people can just get on board and find some calm.
It's almost like a reconnection with self, I guess, with who you truly are. Would you say that that's sort of at the core of it, of people just reconnecting with themselves and with others, obviously, in the community space, and getting away from this sort of I guess, mentality, especially in London, that's quite present of do, 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 action, action, action.
We talk a lot about calm amongst the chaos. We coming back to self, creating a peaceful inner landscape is one of the keys, I think, to happiness. Yeah. I also think one of the keys to happiness is giving back and being of service. Yeah. And what this project allows us to do is to do that, and also to help people create that peaceful inner landscape. Yeah. And it's actually worth us touching on the different strands of work that we do, actually, because we're all about accessibility and wanting to take our project out to as many people as possible. We are a social enterprise, so we don't run for profit. And working with young people is something that is incredibly important to us, because, of course, as you know, there's been so many cuts in funding for supporting mental health of young people.
For anyone listening that maybe can't even access the Zen Den, or it isn't coming, you know, near to them or their community anytime soon, have you got any, you know, advice or techniques or something quite simple? I really liked what you said about the calm in the chaos.
Yeah, I think this, as we were talking about, this whole idea of taking a bit of time for yourself being quite alien, you know, particularly, I would say, in this country, I hate to say it, but, you know, this whole stiff upper lip thing is still very prevalent, and giving yourself just like a few moments just for you is rare, and it's often overlooked by an individual. So yeah, just taking some time out, and that can mean different things for different people. You know, it can be doing some grounding, so walking barefoot in the park and just connecting with nature for, you know, 5-10 minutes, longer if you can, of course. It can be just sitting in peace and, you know, focusing on your breath. So just breathing, you know, with more awareness, deepening the breath, making the inhalation, you know, about the same duration as the exhalation is just something which is just is just never even really thought about, but it's one of the most balancing, grounding things that you can do. And as soon as you spend a few minutes paying attention on your breathing and noticing how you're breathing and slowing it down a little bit, you're directly impacting the nervous system, and in turn you know you're calming the mind, and that's just a few minutes. And I think just allowing yourself that little bit of time just for you is so vital in this fast-paced world that we live in. So
yeah, that's really lovely advice, and I love how breath work, like you said, it sounds so simple, like of course I'm always breathing, or
yeah, of course.
But yeah, just actually your breath is so vital to your life, and just sort of being more aware of it, or even taking deeper breaths, can have such a profound impact on your nervous system. And it's just such a simple thing, but I think sometimes even the simplicity of it makes people not engage with it because it seems too simple.
Yeah,
and that's a big part of what the Zen Project is all about. So of course the bus is at the core of what we do, but we absolutely are not about saying that people need to come on the bus in order to be able to access this stuff. So we share regularly, and if people have access to Instagram, our Instagram grid has loads of techniques posted on there. We put things on the website. We have a newsletter that goes out that has everything, always has Zen in there. Once people leave the bus, we always give them a pack of Zen tips and tell them how they can continue to, you know, have access to working with us if we do any like live recordings or when we do community days. We're all about giving people the tools to build these things into their daily lives.
Yeah, exactly. And like you said, that the calm in the chaos. So it's not this thing that you go away and do, but it's something that you can actually incorporate into your life. You know, you could take a few minutes out of your day, wherever you are, to breathe a bit more deeply, or to take a moment and reconnect with yourself, I guess. Is this something that you both found through similar journeys of being in quite, or just whatever, your high pressure jobs or jobs that didn't particularly fulfill you,
Just going back to that idea of finding a purpose or finding a meaning with what you're doing with your life, because I think that's also quite a powerful message. Just a bit curious about your own journeys with that side of things and how you feel now.
Yeah, well, Corinne and I both come from a similar background. We both worked in the media industry for 15 plus years, I guess. Living in London, of course, it's a very, very hectic environment, and just getting caught up in the flow of life. You know, you're striving for the next promotion, you are working longer and longer hours every day, that spills into the weekend, and that's great. You know, it is great to be driven and feel that purpose. Of course, there is a place for that, but if you're not careful, you get so caught up in that you start to lose a sense of self. And that's, I think it's fair to say that that's where we both found ourselves at some point in our lives. And having been friends for such a long time, when we started to try these different things, and as Corinne mentioned, when we started practicing this certain type of yoga, and we were practicing a lot together, and we were experiencing the multitude of benefits that was coming from that regular practice, that was kind of the tipping point, I suppose, and the balance tipped, and we started to want to. We sort of had this felt this need to share these things with people who we felt might not have tried them before, and that's kind of how we came to where we are now, that feeling that, you know, that society isn't necessarily, it certainly isn't balanced in the sense of making these practices available to everybody who might benefit from them. And we're not saying that, you know, everybody needs to meditate every day. Of course we're not. You know, there's different things, and that's why we offer different types of sessions on the bus and with everything that we do, because there isn't one thing that is going to work for everybody out there. So we're kind of very mindful of that.
Yeah, but I think it's definitely, you know, a feeling that a lot of people will be able to relate to, that feeling of wanting to achieve, wanting to have kind of the external, the external things, or the markers of success that we've been told are the markers of success, you know, the outwardly things, like you said, that promotion, that level of pay, that particular job, and like you said, getting caught up in all of that ends up being quite detrimental to your mental health, essentially.
I think so often the challenges that we face are when we've got caught up in this detail of the life, right? You're stuck in the weeds and you're not seeing what's this kind of the truth of what's really going on.
Yeah.
And it can be this relentless pursuit of something, and you don't even know what you're pursuing. Mm. And as you say, there's that emptiness that comes with that, you know? And I think anything that helps you to take some time out and come back to self, helps you to gain perspective, the emotional resilience, all of that stuff. If you're in a better physical, mental state, you'll have more perspective, won't you? So you'll be able to see, you're more likely to be able to really see what's going on.
Yeah, definitely.
Rather than swept along this path, and then years later, you are somewhere and you're like, how did I get here? I never even stopped to think about how I got here.
And who am I?
Yeah, and who am I? And why am I, you know, what even, you know, for those sort of situations? And I recognise that the situation I found myself in was definitely one that was, you know, many would consider it to be one of privilege, but, you know, hardship's relative, right? I think someone can from the outside look like they have everything, but they have literally got inner torture. Yeah. Whereas you can have someone living the simplest life and they can have the greatest happiness. I mean, we see it, don't we, when we go and visit cultures that live their lives much more simply, and they've got this lightness and this happiness about them because they haven't been infiltrated by this kind of Western way of living, of this, I want everything now, I have to consume, I have to have that will make me happy.
Yeah,
it's, you know, relentless.
And also, like you said, what you guys have really touched on, which I think is really lovely, is the community aspect that you guys bring. And that's often very absent from what we were just talking about. The pursuit of any kind of success in a Western sense feels very individualistic, doesn't it? It's sort of dog eat dog, rat, is it rat eat rat? No, it's the rat race and it's dog eat dog.
Yeah, and that's it, right? I think we've lost that in so many ways. And the community stuff that we do, for me, is the stuff that makes my heart sore. You know, it's being there. Lots of the stuff that we do, lots of the people now that I know and that we work with are people that live in the local area that I've lived in for nearly 20 years in Camden. But yeah, up until 5 years ago, probably wouldn't even have said hello to a neighbour in the street because I was so caught up in my own world.
Exactly.
Whereas now the bus is out and about and we're parking up and it's just lovely because you just feel that sense of what you're bringing and the connection that you have to the people that you live amongst.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's so incredibly powerful. And you can't miss the bus. So it's big and it's yellow and it looks American. So, and that's why we're so excited to have you guys come and do some sessions with our young people and with Centrepoint, because I think it will, again, be so beneficial for them and for us as well. Just everything that you've mentioned today is something that we can all take something from.
Thank you, Corin and Kay, for such wise and wonderful words and really important reminders to take moments in your day to check in with yourself, to find a moment of calm, to get back to who you are and what you want. You can find the Zen Project online. They're on Instagram. At the moment, they have a crowdfunding campaign called Generation Zen, where they're trying to raise money in particular to bring the Zen Den to young people who we know are experiencing a mental health crisis at the moment. So find them, support them, and learn from them. I hope you manage to find some Zen in the rest of your day. You have been listening to Centered.